Welcome to Security Mutual Life Insurance Company of New York's SML Planning Minute, where we share concise and thought-provoking financial ideas for individuals, families, and business owners. Security Mutual, the company that cares.
Hello, this is Bill Rinaldi with another edition of Security Mutual's SML Planning Minute. In today's episode, social media may be hurting the finances of millions of Americans, especially the younger generations. Did you know that, according to a recent piece from CNBC, almost half of young adults suffer from what's known as money dysmorphia? It's a feeling of inadequacy about your financial situation when compared to others. A recent study by Credit Karma indicates that more than 40% of millennials and Gen Z are having a tough time being compared to others and feel like they're behind financially. Furthermore, younger generations have a tendency to obsess about the idea of being wealthy. According to the Credit Karma study, 44% of Gen Z respondents and 46% of millennials admitted to being obsessed with the idea of being rich. And that brings us to another new term. Money dysmorphia could make you bougie broke. Someone who is bougie, as in bourgeoisie, broke, tends to spend a lot of money on travel, clothing, cars, and restaurants, yet somehow lives paycheck to paycheck. It is the act of spending beyond your means simply to impress others. The overall trends may be cause for concern. Since the end of the pandemic, credit card balances have gone up faster than incomes, savings rates have gone down, and the level of consumer debt is up. All of these are indications that people are going to gradually run out of money if they keep spending at their current rate. Not surprisingly, social media and the urge to share a glamorous lifestyle may be at the root of both of these phenomena, or may be at least a contributing factor. Social media brings keeping up with the Joneses to a new level. Trying to keep up with your friends is perhaps the biggest negative effect social media can have on your finances. But there is more. The distractions provided by social media can take time away from managing and budgeting your finances. You may also be tempted to buy the trendiest items whether you need them or not. FOMO, or fear of missing out, explains a big part of the problem. Endless posting by influencers boasting about their fancy cars, clothing, vacation rentals, and exotic trips can be dizzying, and you may be tempted to imitate them, even if you can't afford it. And finally, there is the constant barrage of advertisements. Tech giants have ways to find out what you're interested in and target ads specifically in your direction. Anyone who has ever searched online for a pair of shoes knows how this works. So what's the best way to prevent social media from messing up your finances? You can start by unfollowing some of the brands and influencers that may affect your financial choices in a negative way. You can also devote some time to looking at your current situation in detail. You might be shocked to see where all your money is going. Once you understand this, it becomes easier to set up a budget. And don't forget to pay yourself first. A direct monthly withdrawal from your checking account into some sort of investment, savings account, or life insurance policy can work wonders. Your money can be invested before you have a chance to spend it. Finally, you can set up a waiting period before you make a purchase. Using, for example, a 30-day rule on impulse purchases can give you time to decide whether you really need the item or not. After 30 days, you might decide that the purchase isn't worth it after all. This is a way to keep you from wasting money on things you don't need or won't use.
This podcast is brought to you by Security Mutual Life Insurance Company of New York, the company that cares. The content provided is intended for educational and informational purposes only. Information is provided in good faith. However, the company makes no representation or warranty of any kind regarding the accuracy, reliability, or completeness of the information. The information presented is designed to provide general information regarding the subject matter covered. It is not to serve as legal, tax, or other financial advice related to individual situations because each individual's legal, tax, and financial situation is different. Specific advice needs to be tailored to your situation. Therefore, please consult with your own attorney, tax professional, or other advisors regarding your specific situation. To help reach your goals, you need a skilled professional by your side. Contact your local Security Mutual Life Insurance advisor today. As part of the planning process, he or she will coordinate with your other advisors as needed to help you achieve your financial goals and objectives. For more information, visit us at smlny.com/smlpodcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, tell your friends about it. And be sure to give us a 5-star review. And check us out on LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
The applicability of any strategy discussed is dependent upon the particular facts and circumstances. Results may vary, and products and services discussed may not be appropriate for all situations. Each person's needs, objectives, and financial circumstances are different and must be reviewed and analyzed independently. We encourage individuals to seek personalized advice from a qualified Security Mutual Life Insurance advisor regarding their personal needs, objectives, and financial circumstances. Insurance products are issued by Security Mutual Life Insurance Company of New York, Binghamton, New York. Product availability and features may vary by state.